tearless crying library, we chase the eye and its meanness. Conquests and subways of my tremendous heart heave upwards and harp across rows of mental physical elation. If drunk stay so, and mentally voyage without set horizon. What is this book but a force not architecture, rimless and processionalist, inflecting a bound? Time and bequeathing no vortex, but a graven paradise. Not many live as the reader who corresponds, her pages epic with bedlamite imagination. Its own propulsion, the reader must of all things be alone and lonely. The librarian has that unusual freedom of guardianship that reaches to the disgrace of all day, and every day looks to each chained figure coming and going in unreleasing time, hastened by other eyes pasted where motion is stayed, implicit, celled, and lofty. What is speechless leaks acetylene in a vast Atlantic of stormy paper spaces, thick with watery histrionic words that bear on every thriving thing, bear down like Jonah's great fish, knowing words are altars raised up. I imagined you once silk-skinned, shoeless and responsible, endless, an infinite distraction and dividing the sky between each slow-turned ravine of page after page. Dangerously, there are no dry reins between the lost beginning and center of entire years and longing, moving between their white mysterious buildings, each letter's mystical vision, wave dance and tower up ecstasies on paper more so than any erotic hand. You're absorbed, acclimatized, eyes demand surrender, frenzy deceased and intoxicated by myths, doomed up by power and lost beauties, unconditional by chance, and divided across the stacked partitions of day you brush, the margins of mornings and dawns and then evenings and the graduate capacities of cooling night times, poised across a prodigal aisle and the jerky desk frame who is really equipped to read not enticements, but the more difficult incantation beyond mere understanding, in the strange elevations of furious thought that slows and chafes dullness. What is reading? Well, but surely not having a kitten up a sleeve, its passage starts evasive and heaves assemblages that spur disasters and treasures. Thought is impregnated with ransacks. There's a trench of words in the right moment where materials soften and illuminate and might disappear fatally if touched too hard or justified grievously or in tired and intense flesh. The surrendering discrepancies slip, confess, pull or pull away. Another domination drawn by moon as a vast belly of waving, shapeless, snowy nothing.